This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLI. Well, because a lot of people are home, internet is really slow. Looks like everybody is on the internet at the same time. Here we are. I never thought I would see it, where the world closes down. The world basically, and we're not just talking America, we're not just talking our neck of the woods, we are talking about seeing countries completely closed down, shut down. Industries just, you know, slowed to a halt. Apparently in China, about 5 million people lost their jobs. I want to apologize. My awesome medical students have found out that they matched, so we're getting a lot of good news coming in. So we have a happy day, and then we have kind of a rough day. And so I apologize as we're getting a lot of texts coming in. With coronavirus, I got some good news, but we do have to talk about the bad news. Right? And we've gotten here today, which I think is an absolute cluster, because of so many things gone wrong. Coronavirus is a deadly virus, but, I mean, we're not talking Ebola. I mean, we're not talking about some of these other, you know, diseases that you would have think, you know, you would have thought would have mounted a response like this. And here we are with the coronavirus that is deadly, causing us to just completely shut down. So we have, now that we're here, we have to continue. We have to close this down. And the reason why is China is declaring victory. They are saying that they have been able to push this back. When you isolate everybody, the virus ends up starting to kind of, you know, evolve or die off or can't really latch onto new hosts. You eventually can, you know, hold this at bay or keep it at bay. Italy, they started their quarantines and their lockdowns and their isolations a little bit after China. They're still having their rise. With America, we are going to see a huge spike in cases. Not so much because more and more people are getting infected, but also because we're testing people. Once we start to do these drive-through tests more often, we're going to have a lot more positive tests. It's going to happen. Right now, our numbers total overall, really quickly, just to give you an update, 175,000 worldwide, 6,700 deaths, 77,800 have recovered. They've already closed 84,000 cases. Okay? In America, we are at about 4,040 cases. We had 380 new cases, but just in the last few hours. But again, it's because we're testing, and so now we're on it. In terms of death rate, we're already at 70 people who have died. 70 people too many, but again, you know, comparing it to some of these other more vicious, virulent diseases, you know, we're dealing with something that isn't as deadly as other viruses. But that's not to say we don't have to get our acts together. We don't have to clamp this down. What's happening right now with the panic, it's not that people are panicked about the virus. We know that it affects certain populations. It still will affect young people. We're seeing middle-aged people. I think there was an ER doc, a middle-aged ER doc, that is now fighting the virus in critical condition. We know this can hit any of us. It's for the most part affecting older individuals, and we need to take care of our older individuals. But that's not what is stemming all this fear. What's stemming all this fear is the fact that people think they're going to lose their job. We're starting to hear of layoffs. I think we just heard that the draft got canceled. Sports have shuttered down. Restaurants, bars in California, they've now made an announcement that bars are closing down. The bars are really looking forward to St. Patrick's Day. We got St. Patty's Day tomorrow. That was going to hopefully give them some money to kind of ride out the storm. Boom. Bars getting shuttered. So you know, when it comes to infectious disease doesn't care about money. Infectious doesn't care about, you know, a season or a fiscal quarter or paying rent or whatever. If it wants to kill, it's going to kill. And if we have to be diligent about it, we can't sit here and go, well, let's maybe wait to do the lockdown tomorrow or 3 days from now. And that's kind of what we've been doing, because having the country come to an absolute standstill is damaging in and of itself. So what sort of damage are we starting to see? Well, first and foremost, I'm hearing that patients, I love you guys. I love you guys. My students are texting. I really love you guys. Oh, my God. Oh, they're awesome. All right. I apologize. So in terms of, all right, sorry. Okay. I apologize. We got a lot of festivities going on, which is really, really nice. I'll tell you guys about Match in a little bit. But I'm having patients call me saying that they're not allowed to go to the doctor. The urgent cares, doctor's offices are saying, don't come in. And I'm like, why? Do you think you have coronavirus? I'm like, no, I'm having chest pain. And so we're seeing a lot of people not allowed to go to the doctor. And here's the problem, guys. Coronavirus is a disease, but there's 20 million other diseases going on this month also. I mean, people can be having strep throat. People can be having a UTI. People can be having abdominal pain. And so I understand our hospitals are crowded, but we let this coronavirus thing get to the point now where if you have any other illness, it is delaying your getting health care. And what I worry about is these corona-related deaths are going to skyrocket, not because it's coronavirus, but because the heart attacks aren't being taken care of. The appendicitis aren't getting taken care of. And it's not the doctors and hospitals and the nurses' fault. It's just they can't take any more patients because of what's going on with coronavirus. So the good news, I think we are getting closer to a vaccine. Apparently there's a study saying monkeys that have, you know, have been found to be immune who have been tested. We're going to talk about that. China seems to be having, you know, this stave off. We got the warmer weather coming. We got the test kits hopefully coming, you know, in the United States where we could test more ubiquitously. But unfortunately, it's going to get worse before it gets better, because now you have people just out of jobs, or they're, you know, worried about their income. You see what's happening at the stores. We're trying to keep people away from each other, tell people to not socially isolate, and there are lines out the door onto the street at these grocery stores with people, you know, hovering in crowds to get groceries. So we just allowed another breeding ground for the virus just because we've caused this panic where people don't think they're going to get food or toilet paper. So, you know, there is a way for this to get better. Unfortunately, it's going to really, really be rough the next few weeks. We're going to talk about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Taking your calls and your questions, your comments. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials, and the GCN crew. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I really want to give the guys at GCN a big hug. We're not supposed to hug, apparently. I've been still hugging people. I know we're not supposed to. In fact, one of you wanted me to talk about this crowd control, where the CDC has recommended canceling events with 50 or more people for the next 8 weeks. Okay? Whether you think the government is shut down now or you think it's not going to happen until President Trump, you know, suggests that we go on shutdown, when you start to limit people in crowds of 50, okay, there goes movie theaters, there goes restaurants. In fact, I think restaurants are trying to still stay open, but keep the numbers down. You know, there goes graduations, there goes a variety of things. So 8 weeks will take us into May. It'll take us deep into May, second week of May. Right as we're coming into a lot of you know, graduation festivities and things like that. And a question, I've gotten a couple questions. Let me try to get to all of your questions, guys, and thank you guys for being patient with this. So first, crowd control of less than 50. Is the CDC right for that? Right with that? Well, I mean, you know, for those of us that know about infectious diseases, all it takes is one next to you that sneezes and coughs. You know, the crowds bigger than 50, unfortunately, you know, allow, you know, many more people in your, and you have an exponential rise of probability of getting sick. But, you know, if there's a birthday party and, you know, there's a bunch of people, you know, laughing and cackling and, you know, kissing each other, and that's 25 people, 30 people, all it needs is somebody in there who, you know, was sick. So, you know, at that point, we now have people kind of afraid to go out and go to dinner. We had, you know, we had some friends this weekend. We were going to hang out with them. Like, well, let's not go out to dinner. Let's just kind of, you know, stay home and do it, you know, do it at my house or whatever. And so, you know, we have a lot of fear of going out in public places. And so, you know, the crowd size of 50 and the CDC making that recommendation, I think it is warranted. I think it's appropriate. Do I think it's enough? Probably not, you know, because, again, all it takes is somebody there. But, you know, it's a nice way to kind of ease us into the lockdown that we're about to go into. So how dangerous would a lockdown be? Well, I don't know if you guys heard, some doofus, I don't know what this guy was doing. Some guy walks into a Walmart in my neck of the woods and starts spraying a disinfectant around. And I think he got arrested. I'm going to get more information on this. It's kind of a story that just came across my desk. So, you know, why would you walk into a Walmart? He was dressed in a hazmat suit, and he's, like, spraying a liquid onto people. And, you know, I've heard from a lot of our friends that, again, aren't worried so much about getting the virus as much as they're worried about the anarchy and, you know, people doing stupid. There's a store owner wrote me saying that they are thinking about closing down the store, not because of a lack of customers, but they are afraid that outside people might hurt their staff. And so we're shutting down not just because of a virus, but because we don't know what the human element is going to bring. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever watched Walking Dead. I really liked Walking Dead for the first few seasons, then I stopped watching it because it was really hard to watch. But the moral of the Walking Dead story was the zombies weren't your main enemy. It was other humans. And, you know, the show, you know, when you kind of break down all the psychology of things, it shows that, you know, humans can sometimes be your worst enemy in the time of need because we get selfish and we go into animal mode. I mean, look at how already, you know, people are starting to isolate themselves from people and, you know, kind of be discriminatory and saying, oh, yeah, you know, we need to, you know, prevent this person from speaking. And there's been a whole variety of little cases of bias and racism that have kind of pervaded throughout all this because people get scared, and when people get scared, they get dumb. And they don't realize that, you know, isolating, when you work so hard to isolate one group, meanwhile you got somebody right behind you coughing on you and giving you the virus. So this coronavirus, how scary is it? For some, it's deadly. It's killed about 70 people in America. It's when it does hit you and it gets into your lungs, just to recap, it can cause an immune response that starts to fill up your lungs with fluid. And so the virus itself might not be what's breaking down the lung lining as much as your inflammatory response that unfortunately causes your respiratory failure. So, you know, depending on your immunity, if you are able to withstand and prevent the viral growth, you have less viral particles and then therefore less of an immune system, an immune response. So people are kind of confused by how this virus is hurting people if, you know, a lot of the survivors had needed steroids and had needed a suppression of their immune system. People are asking, I got that this weekend, then why are we, you know, why is a better immune system, you know, better for you. Well, because a better immune system will hopefully keep that virus out or not let enough of the virus propagate. Your exaggerated immune response causing all the fluid and the gook is part of an immune system that might not actually be representative of a strong immune system. But the reason why some young people are getting hurt is because they have a strong immune system. That's an immune response because they got a dose of the virus that they couldn't keep at bay. Hopefully a vaccine will be ready. There's been a lot of movement. We have tons of companies now working on this. We've had a lot of good movement on that. I was on Bill Hemmer, Fox News this weekend, and he asked about, you know, when I think a vaccine would be ready. Even though the government is saying it's not going to be ready for a year, I am very optimistic that we're going to kind of do it the way we do the flu shot, where we decide what virus we're going to use for the flu vaccine in February and hopefully have it out by August. That being said, I don't think we're going to have a vaccine in 6 months, but I do believe it won't be before a 6 month time. So that could put us still into summer. And if we are able to discover the vaccine, so far we're having a great progress, and especially Israel. Israel is working on lightning speed on this. We are able to then test it, do the human trials, which we're trying to do by early summer. If it goes through and gets a speedy FDA approval, we'll be able to hopefully make a vaccine by early fall. So I think it is possible. Whether that vaccine is going to work for the next coronavirus, who knows? I've also been asked if I believe that this is going to end soon and when it will end. Okay, I would, any doctor that says, oh yeah, this is going to end by July or this is going to end by September, the answer should be by any medical profession, we don't know. Because this is a new virus. This virus can mutate. We don't know. We are hopeful, though, that this family of coronaviruses is more heat vulnerable. And so we hope that this virus has not mutated to being heat resistant, and that as the summer comes and as the weather dries up, we'll be able to, you know, see a mitigation of the outbreak. The Health and Human Services was hacked recently. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. And we're getting little pieces of how you have kind of this paranoia of people and their neighbors and who's sick. And, I've had patients that have called. I apologize for having computer issues. I've had patients who have called who have said that they want to go to work, right? They have allergies, and their boss won't let them go to work. And they're panicked because they need money, and they need to pay their bills. And so they're begging that we, over the phone on telemedicine, say they're okay to go to work. That is where my fear is. That's that. When we talk about the danger of a lockdown, people thinking that they won't be able to feed their family is going to drive the next few weeks' behavior, and it's not going to be good behavior. So, my husband has a chiropractic office, right? Okay? Right? I'm here. I come in. I'm like, hi, I got to go pee. I go in there, no toilet paper. So I come out and I yell at my husband. I go, why aren't you stocking your bathroom with toilet paper? Because I just bought some. It's in there. I go, there's no toilet paper. Okay? There's no toilet paper. I had to use my sock. Which, by the way, if you're ever in an emergency and there's no toilet paper, you could use your sock. Don't put the sock back on. He walks in there and he's like, wait a second, where's the toilet paper? So obviously people are stealing. You know, we've heard that people in hospitals are stealing sanitizer. They're stealing bandages. They're stealing. I mean, in my office, I remember people were stealing the KY. The number one thing always stolen was KY. I don't get that. But these are, you know, people joke about it, and, you know, there's these little memes and things like that, but this is where I get a little nervous. So schools have been canceled in my neck of the woods. I guess our spring break starts April 6th. So now we have the kids at home. So right now we're kind of in bunker down mode. As far as I'm concerned, as the government moves more towards this, we have to. We don't have the kids at school. We don't have people able to work. The sooner we can kind of contain this, the better. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Four states are seeing their first coronavirus-related deaths. Kentucky and South Carolina are reporting their first cases of people dying from the coronavirus. Meanwhile, there's at least 3,700 cases of coronavirus in the United States, and we're also seeing price gouging going on across the United States. Kimberly Scott of North Salt Lake City, Utah, says she discovered someone taking advantage of the lack of toilet paper on grocery store shelves when she entered a store on Friday.
Do you guys have toilet paper? And the lady's like, no, but my husband came in earlier today and bought like everything out, and I'm selling it across the street for like $30 for a 12-pack.
The White House is reportedly drafting a financial aid package to help the airline industry that has been hit hard by the coronavirus outbreak. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, on the vaccine front, Chinese scientists have infected monkeys, and they found that they did develop immunity to the COVID-19 virus. They say scientists who infected monkeys with the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 have found that those that recovered developed effective immunity from the disease. Obviously important if we want to make a vaccine. But the researchers also found that the animals could become infected through their eyes, which means wearing a face mask may not be enough to protect people from the disease. Scientists around the world have obviously been racing to develop a vaccine. They say in a number of cases where people who had tested negative for the disease were discharged from the hospital only to a few days later come up positive. So that starts to make us wonder about, well, you know, are we, how's our testing? They say the rate, or if our testing process was right on, and did they then get a recurrence, or did they, you know, get infected later on? They say the rate of reoccurrence of this has ranged from 0.1% to 1% nationwide, which means that there's at least a 99% chance that you will not get it again. But in some provinces, such as Guangdong, it is up to 14% of discharge patients had to return to the hospital because of test results. They said if it turns out these patients have been reinfected by the same virus, then the vaccines will not be effective. So this has been reported by SCMP.com. They said the monkey experiment carried out by a team from the Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences may help dispel that fear. They said details of the experiment were made available last Saturday on BioRxIV. It's a website for studies pending peer review. And Professor Quinn Chan wrote that his research team infected four rhesus monkeys with the COVID-19 strain. The animals started to show signs of sickness 3 days later. They developed a fever, they had trouble breathing, lost their appetite and weight. On the seventh day, Dr. Quinn euthanized one of the monkeys and found that the virus had spread throughout his body from nose to bladder with visible damage to the lung tissues. The remaining monkeys, however, recovered gradually and eventually stopped showing symptoms. A month later, after tests returned negative results, X-rays show that their organs fully recovered. Two monkeys were dosed within the virus through the month. They recorded a temporary temperature rise, but other than that, they stayed normal. Then, autopsies were performed on those monkeys about 2 weeks later and did not find a trace of virus in their body. So basically researchers did is reinfect a monkey who recovered from coronavirus. There was a small spike in temperature as the body started to mount the immune response, which you would expect, but they didn't get sick with it. They said antibody levels were detected after the second weeks, suggesting that the immune system was ready to go to fight the disease. So, he said those results would have important implications in evaluating vaccine development. They said a positive test on some recovered patients may be down to some other cause rather than the patients becoming reinfected. So what we need to do to decide if you could get reinfected twice or if you have immunity is take subjects and infect them, let them recover, and then infect them again. Now, mind you, we've only had about 3 months to work on this. So, you know, you and I want to know, well, what about 4 months down the line or 5 months or 6 months down the line? So, it's still too early. That's why, you know, you're hearing because it is. It's a new virus, you know, and it's, you know, but I do believe that, you know, we are going to be, you know, hyper-driving it and hopefully, you know, having something that we could use. But even if there's a chance of re-sickness, just like with the flu. You get the flu once, can you get sick again by the flu? You can. Usually it's a different strain, but there is that possibility. But what we're hoping is that the flu shot that we have mitigates your severity of the symptoms so that you're not as, you don't get as sick. It's not as severe an infection. So my guess is if we do have a vaccine, by the time we need it, it will be used even if it's not ideal. So, they say there may be a false negative test result before the discharge of patients, not making a full recovery. They think maybe what's happening is with these other cases that left the hospital and then they were still positive, maybe they weren't officially healed. Maybe that test, you know, wasn't strong enough to pick up that there's still virus in the body. Maybe the virus hides out. The animal experiment, however, supports observations made by doctors on the front line. They They found a strong presence of antibodies in recovered patients, which meant the virus could no longer use them as a carrier. So we talked about this. A virus comes into the body. Your immune cells mount have to learn what that virus is, take a shape to block it, and then those cells' job for the rest of your life is to always be ready in case you get exposed again. That's just what they're supposed to do. For some viruses, they escape that sort of lifelong immunity. But for others, just like with chickenpox, just like with, I believe polio, as long as we don't have a new strain, as long as the strain doesn't mutate, our bodies will have that immunity, assuming that the vaccine, you know, et cetera, works. Chickenpox, it's usually you becoming ill with it can give you lifelong immunity. So, on the doctor front, we have two U.S. ER doctors in critical condition, according to CNN. One doctor is in his 40s. He's in the state of Washington. The second is a 70-year-old from New Jersey. The physician in Paterson, New Jersey, leads the institution's emergency preparedness and had been admitted to the hospital several days ago with upper respiratory problems. He remains in isolation but is in ICU, intensive care unit, meaning he is in critical condition. ACEP President William Jackies said, "I am deeply saddened by this news, but not surprised. As emergency physicians, we know the risks of our calling. We stand united with our colleagues, and our thoughts and prayers for a full and speedy recovery are with each of them and their families. It is my hope that these colleagues and their cases serve as a reminder to each of us to stay vigilant. The virus is dangerous, and the impact is still unfolding. As emergency physicians, we answer the call to care for most vulnerable, even at great personal risk." So, this headline started to make people a little weary because, unfortunately, you know, many people were kind of holding on to the myth that this was just a sick person illness. So as long as you're healthy and good, then, you know, you don't, unfortunately, you know, run a risk. But you do. Okay, now I'm not saying ER docs are the healthiest folk. I mean, we don't get to sleep. We, you know, are working. When I was an ER doc, I was working 14-hour shifts back to back. And, you know, you don't really sit and eat. You don't really get time to sit and eat. And, you know, you don't get time to pee. And it was a very, very, very busy shifts. And then you get exposed to everything. But it concerns people to think that healthy individuals that, you know a lot about infectious disease could get it. You have to look at that so you don't panic, because, again, they were among the most sick of individuals, you know, physically sick of individuals, and they had probably a very high-density coronavirus exposure. So it's not that, you know, it's not that, unheard of. Now, who's getting tested? Well, the World Health Organization is urging countries to test, and I agree with that. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says we have a simple message for all countries. Test. Test every suspected COVID-19 case. If they test positive, isolate them. Find out who they've been close contact with up to 2 days before they develop symptoms, and test those people, too. You cannot fight a fire blindfolded, and we cannot stop this pandemic if we don't know who is infected. So most countries can't test everybody. They don't have enough cases. They don't have enough kits. But as I said earlier, you know, weeks before, if we can't test even the mild cases, then we don't have an idea of, you know, how long people are sick, the pathogenesis of it, the virility. So it's, I agree. The sooner we get the test kits, the better we're going to be. The 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. Apparently, in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, They are going to have multiple closures starting at about 8 p.m. New Jersey is even going to enact a curfew. New York is going to close its bars and restaurants at 8 p.m. on Monday night for as long as necessary, along with casinos, gyms, and movie theaters as part of an effort with neighboring states, Connecticut and New Jersey, to stop coronavirus spreading. Yeah, you can't shut down and have other people around you doing what they do. If we are going to have a shutdown, everybody almost has to be on board at the same time, or once you try to, you know, loosen up after the shutdown or lockdown, somebody comes in with a disease and then you're back again. New Jersey has launched a statewide curfew between the hours of 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. for all non-essential travel, but it's unclear what that is or what will happen to anybody if they don't follow the rules, according to Daily Mail. Governor Phil Murphy has not confirmed whether or not people will be able to go to work between those hours or how he plans to enforce it, but is only saying that he strongly discourages anyone from leaving home between those hours. So strongly discourages, meaning not sure if there's going to be National Guard or police or, you know. Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced the shutdown in a tweet. He also urged Trump to shut down the country to fight coronavirus and the current patchwork, quote, system of some states being more diligent than others that he says is not working. New York City, the shutdown has been planned for Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Cuomo had decided to speed it up, saying New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey are taking joint regional action to reduce the spread of COVID-19. So, he said they had decided to take action themselves because the federal government was not being decisive. He says the coronavirus doesn't care about state borders, so this agreement will help protect the entire tri-state area. These temporary closures will last as long as is necessary to protect the public health. The grocery stores will remain open. Now, that's what I'm being asked. Who then staffs the grocery stores? Well, how I think they're going to do it, like with restaurants, a lot of restaurants are going to be moving to, like, pickup, where you have, where like, takeout. So to limit the amount of people being around each other, you come in, there's like an area, you whatever, or drop your money off, and I don't know how it's going to work. Maybe there's going to have to be like a install of like a window or something, like Walgreens, if you ever get your prescription at Walgreens, there's this glass and then there's this drawer that goes out, that kind of thing. So grocery stores are going to remain open. People have to still get food. By the way, yeah, we tried to go shopping again this weekend. No fresh meat. Fresh food, almost impossible to get. We loaded up on frozen foods. Let me actually tell you, it's not the healthiest thing, but I wrote up some of the other options you have if you can't get fresh meat and food. So, get some frozen turkey, fish, frozen chicken, frozen beef. There's a lot of still, frozen products out there. At least you could defrost them and eat them so you get your protein. Canned tuna is another option. Sardines, canned salmon, eggs. Eggs last longer than you think they do sometimes. So, still watch the expiration date. But if you could, build up on eggs, that's a good source of protein. If you don't have anybody in the family allergic to peanuts, peanut butter is a great source of protein. You can make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the kids, so I would definitely bone up on that. Beef jerky, edamame, yogurt, cottage cheese provide protein and, but also dairy. Nuts will definitely be filling, chia seeds, tofu, oats, granola, try to buy some cereal, pasta, rice, beans. Beans is always kind of difficult because you're like, I'm going to be in isolation if we're going to be on lockdown and close quarters with our family, do we really want them eating beans? Well, crack open a window. You are allowed to crack open a window if you're in isolation. Potatoes, legumes, soups, frozen dinners, frozen vegetables and fruits. I told my husband, he was going to the store, and he's like, what if I can't find any meat? What if we can't find any? And I'm like, well, then buy a bunch of frozen dinners. That people hadn't bought yet. So I wrote an article reminding people you guys could also get those. Frozen vegetables and fruits. I don't like to tell people to get junk food, but if the kids are home and everybody's kind of getting antsy, and, you know, having some snacks isn't bad if you want to have snacks and crackers and chips and things like that. The problem is, you know, whenever we go camping and we think we have to ration our food, we always eat too much day one. You know, already my husband and I have gone into our storage food, and we aren't even in lockdown yet. It's just because we got lots of yummy food that we normally don't eat. So, like, ooh, I think I want that. Make sure you have some vitamins. Okay, you know, we're not going to be getting the best nutrition, so you might need to supplement with vitamins. Now, drinks. What could you do for drinks? Well, we talked about with water, you know, our faucets should be working. You might want to add a filter system to it if you can, or get a Brita filter, so you could take the tap water and pour it into the Brita. But you could also get canned juices. You could get drink mixes. You know, some of them have vitamins in them, you know, maybe not the healthiest, but there's a lot of little drink mix packets. You could get a bunch of those if you need to have more flavored drinks. Don't forget to buy coffee and tea. Some people get very, very grumpy when they don't get their caffeine. Hot chocolate, kids are kind of grumpy and maybe it's cold and, you know, milk. If you can't get fresh milk and you don't think it's going to last, dried or dehydrated milk. And then, of course, we talked about water. Last week, we talked about personal hygiene items. You know, toilet paper obviously is a staple, but people are running out of toilet paper. So then get Kleenex. Get tissue. You could use tissue. You could still flush that. Feminine hygiene products can also help if, you know, you have extras of those. Gauze, bandages. Don't forget to buy diapers if you need them. Grown-up diapers for some of us that need those. Soap, shampoo. If they're out of soap but there's plenty of shampoo, then fine, use the shampoo. Deodorant, sanitizer, or alcohol-based products, razors. Some of you guys are going to want to shave. It's so funny. I shaved my legs for, like, the first time in months yesterday. I don't know why. I guess I was just worried about a lockdown. Razors, toothbrushes, toothpaste. Oh, we already have shampoo here twice. All right, and then entertainment. If you're going to be locked down with your kids, kids are out of school, everybody's going to be home, you know, people are like, all right, well, we got Netflix. You can't watch Netflix 12 hours a day. Well, some of us can, but you don't want your kids doing that. You're going to have playtime. You know, you're going to want the kids to kind of, you know, have some activity. So get some books, maybe buy some board games, buy some crayons, buy some paper, pens, markers, pencils, puzzles, maybe model kits, toys, music, deck of cards. And also, if you're going to be stuck at home, then all those home improvement projects you had to work on, you might as well work on. If there was something you had to do in the garage, you're going to have the time off. So you might as well get your home improvement items so you could get that stuff done. The next few weeks, possibly 8 weeks, hopefully not longer, is going to be extremely trying because our incomes are going to drastically drop. We aren't going to know if we're going to have a job coming back from this, you know? Hence, improve the home in case you have to sell it. Kids are going to be, you know, kind of squirrely and wanting to go back to school because they're going to be, you know, sick of being home. There's this isolation can unfortunately breed a depression. And so, you know, we kind of have to be very, very cautious of how we, you know, of how we move forward in the next 8 weeks. Like, you know, Governor Cuomo said, or somebody else had said, you know, if you don't do it right, it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to work, obviously. So, you know, it's going to be very trying. Hang in there, everybody. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.